Hey guys, it's been a while. I know. Did you miss me? I actually missed you. I'm speaking really softly because I am in my office and my neighbor can maybe hear me. So, pardon that, but I kind of feel like that sets the mood for this little ramble audio. I wanted to talk about a little bit, kind of quickly, about, I guess you could say, this kink that I have, that I've recently come to terms with, I guess you would say. I'm gonna mute my phone right now because I don't want to be... Oh, there we go. I didn't want to be disturbed. But yeah, kind of this, I guess you would say, kink that I recently come to terms with. And that sounds really bad, but not bad. It's actually really good. I haven't talked to my partner about it yet, at least not at full length. But I'm pretty sure this has been a thing for a couple of years now, but I'm just starting to notice it be a thing recently because of something that recently happened. It's not bad. Basically, my kink, I think, started since I've been in my current relationship, which is going on 5 years. It'll be 5 years in October. And that is that the idea of being wanted by other people, but knowing that those people can't have me, is a huge, I mean huge, turn on for me. And I don't know why. I think it all started when I used to webcam, at least when I was webcamming and also in a relationship. It's just this weird, it's just really satisfying and kind of like a fun taunting thing for me. And I kind of realized this being a thing with me recently. I was at Walmart and my boyfriend, he went to go look at the men's section. And I went off in the women's section, and that day I was wearing kind of mini dress, animal print tank top mini dress. And you guys don't know what I look like, but I am 5'6", 260 pounds, but don't let that fool you. I go to the gym 5 days a week. It's in all the right places, let's put it that way. And I have a big ass, if you didn't catch on, and thick thighs, and big boobs, but that's been my whole life. Anyway, I was looking in the women's section by myself, and I heard this guy from a mile away. I knew he was talking about me. I was just looking at swimsuits. And he was like, "Oh my God." And came over and said, "I just want to say you look really gorgeous." And I'm like, "Thank you." I got caught really off guard. Now, with me, 50% of the time, I really don't care about guys hitting on me. But then there's that other 50% where I'm like, "Bitch, I'm hot as fuck and people want me and they can't have me." And it's such a turn on. I don't know what it is. Just the feeling of being wanted by someone other than my significant other is just such a huge turn on. And I haven't talked about this in full depth with him yet, but don't worry, I will soon. But yeah, it's really nice. It's kind of like when you're on a diet and you want that cookie, but you know you can't have that cookie. But also, fuck diets, eat the damn cookie. But that's how I feel recently, and it's just a big turn on. And even recording audios when I used to consistently, I was still in the same relationship I'm in now, and it's just a huge turn on to see guys enjoy me and my presence, but knowing you can't have me. Is that like a taunting kink or something? I'm not sure. Let me know. If taunting kink is a thing, then that's what this is. But yeah, that's what I've been dealing with lately. And I'm not mad about it. So, that's my little ramble. If you guys enjoy these little one-off topic ramble audios where I speak in this tone and this voice, let me know. Thank you for listening. I miss you all a lot. I literally don't have time for any of my hobbies anymore, which is sad, but I do have time for these type of audios, so let me know if you like it. Okay. Have a good day.